Just a minute now. Don't rush me. Never know if you're ready.
Oh, sure, Mose. We'll see you. Sell you a whole radio program. That's the main idea. Well, you just pay for the time on the air, and then we furnish the program.
Yeah.
How's that? Yeah, you can have a whole hour. Well, good. Well, I tell you, Mose, I'd suggest you take 7 to 8 every night. Oh, yeah, that's way yonder the best time. Well, you see, up to 7 o'clock, everybody's busy eating supper, and by 8 o'clock, they're going to bed. Yeah. All right, then, Mose, that's a deal. Monday night. That's when your first program will hit the air.
Hey, Mom, I just so... Oh, excuse me, I didn't think of that.
Well, we can give you just about any kind of a program you want, Mose.
Is Mose Moose buying some time?
All right, we ought to be able to fix up something like that for you.
Good for him.
Yes, sir, you bet. You got yourself a goodbye there, Mose.
Me and Mom, huh?
Oh,
just like
goodbye.
How much time did Mose buy?
Oh, he bought a whole hour.
Good.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm in favor of it. Just wait till you hear what I got to tell you, though. I sold an hour, too.
Once a week?
No, sir. Every day.
Well, good for you. Mose goes on every day, too.
He does.
We're sure going to town with this. Who'd you sell yours to?
Our Hodgkins.
Oh, for the liver saver, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That ought to make you up into a nice program.
Yeah, that's what I told our. He said he'd leave it up to us to figure out what kind of a program be best for him.
Yeah. Well, he showed good judgment there.
Yeah. He said he didn't know a whole lot about the radio business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's better for people like that to leave it up to folks like us that knows all the angles of it.
Yeah, that's what I told him, yeah.
Of course, now, Mose had a pretty definite idea about what he wanted on his program.
Yeah, well, of course, he's had experience, you might say. He listens to that radio of his nowhere at the barbershop might not all day long. What did he say he wanted, Lum? What kind?
Well, he said he'd like to have a big musicals program.
Uh-huh.
Or a big dramatic show. Mystery or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, very good, yeah.
Or a big comedy show.
Comedies, huh?
Yeah, funny things, jokes.
Yeah, that Mose, he has got some good ideas there.
Yeah. I think we better get busy and figure out his program right now, too, long as we're going to start in on it Monday.
Yeah, well, what about our program? His starts Monday, too.
Well, we can just do one at a time, you know. We'll do ours next.
Yeah, all right.
You know, or to start out with some kind of an opening.
That sounds like a good way to start, yeah.
Then get some stuff to go in the middle there.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. Then close it off with some sort of a nice closing.
Good, good. Doggies, Lum, I never knowed you knowed so much about this radio business.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, we got that now. Let's do our program.
Well, wait, now, that's just a rough floor mat.
A what?
Floor mat. That means, well, kind of an outline, I think.
Oh.
It's a radio term. I've been reading up on this junk.
Floor mat, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I better recollect that. I go out to sell some more time, why... They won't think I'm selling floor mats, will they?
No, not if you explain what you're doing. Well, let's see now. We better concentrate on Mose's program.
Oh, I love this work.
I believe a good dramatics program would be good for him.
Yeah.
Maybe a story about a big northwestern mounted policeman trekking across the snow-covered wilderness of the Northwoods.
Say, that sounds good.
I could play the part of the policeman, be the hero of it.
Oh,
wait a minute, I believe that's our ring.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it is, too.
Hello, John. I'm down store and restaurant and radio station, VPR.
I'd like to be that hero myself.
Oh, yeah, Mose. We're working on it right now.
Move over the northwest part of town.
Well, we're figuring on doing a dramatic show about a northwestern policeman. Well, I don't know, Mose. Well, yeah, I suppose we could. We'll try. All right. Much obliged. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Mose wants to change the policeman to a barber.
A northwest mounted barber?
He's long to stay as long as he's advertising a barber shop. The hero ought to be a barber.
A barber trekking through the snow in the Northwoods? What's a barber doing up there?
I don't know.
He might be lost, of course.
I think we better change the story to something else. Maybe we can make him just a part-time barber. Rest of the time, he's a millionaire polo player.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I believe I could throw myself into a part like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. A millionaire polo player and part-time barber.
Yeah. Now, the story will start off with me meeting this beautiful girl.
Oh?
She's got long yellow curls.
Hmm.
She says to me, Wait a minute, here comes Ben Withers.
Is he in the store, too?
No, that's him coming in the door there.
Oh, I thought that's what she said.
He's been out selling some radio time for us.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. How'd you make out, Ben?
How's that?
I say, how'd you make out?
I got a program for you, love.
Well, good.
A full hour, Monday through Friday.
That's longer than an hour.
Granny, we're sure doing the business now. Who'd you sell it to?
Ed Beckley of Beckley's Drugstore and Soda Fountain.
What kind of a bath mat did you give him, Doc?
He means floor mat.
Oh. Well, I think he wants to feature flashlight batteries in his first show. He might want to advertise floor mats later on. I don't know. I can ask him. So
well, a floor mat is a radio word meaning...
Now, don't bother with that now. I mean, we got to figure out this program for Mose. Maybe you can help us, Ben.
I'm sure I can.
Mose is taking a full hour every day, too, and we're trying to work out a dramatic show for him.
That's nice.
Just a minute, I believe that was our ring. Hello, John, I'm downstairs. Oh, what is it, Mose? Well, Granny's, we done started on this dramatic show about the barber. Oh, I see. Well, we'll see what we can work out. All right, Mose.
What's he want now?
The dramatic show is out.
It is?
Yeah, I'm going to do a musicals program.
Oh.
With nothing but youngins on it.
Youngins?
Yeah.
They advertise a barber shop?
Yeah, he wants to call it the Little Shavers.
Huh.
Sounds like an excellent program.
I don't know how I'm ever going to fit into that, though. About all I can be is the announcer on it, looks like.
With short pants?
No, let's see. Who can we get to be in such a program?
Well, Duty Bates can play the piano. Leastways, you know that one piece he learned. Something about bluebirds, I believe it is.
Yeah, but it's going to get a little monotonous hearing Duty Bates play the bluebird song for an hour every night of the week.
Yeah. Of course, we'll have to break it up once in a while with announcements about his barber shop.
What you ought to do is to get some other children on the program, Rob.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Some that can play musical instruments, preferably.
Well, natural.
They make better musicians.
Say, wait a minute. How about that little band that Miss Emmeline's been getting up over at the schoolhouse? Them's all young'uns.
Granny, that's right.
Yeah.
They'd be tickled to death to play on the radio.
Sure.
Give them a lot of good experience, too.
Why, sure. That's that one now. Let's start on ours, program.
Yeah, wait a minute. That might be our ring again.
Oh, I never noticed.
Hello. Oh, I'm glad you called, Mose. We got your show all set for you.
Yeah, nothing to that at all.
Well, but Mose, you said you wanted...
Covered well.
Yeah.
Liver failure.
Well, we'll see what we can work out, Mose. All right. Goodbye.
Is the Little Shavers out?
Yeah. Don't like the floor mat.
So without my half a mind to take a floor mat and go down there and whop him on the head with
it. No, don't do nothing like that. We've done made a deal with him for that time, so there's nothing we can do about it.
We might sell the Little Shavers to Ed Beckley, get him to feature safety razors.
Well, what does Mose want now, Long?
Now he wants to broadcast direct from the barber shop.
The barber shop?
Yeah.
Tote the shortwave machine clean down there?
I reckon so.
What kind of a program does he want you put on down there, Long?
Well, he's going to put it on himself.
Mose is?
Yeah, him and whoever happens to be hanging around there come on the air with a barbershop quartet, and the rest of the program is him interviewing his customers.
Oh, for the land's sake.
Yes, that sounds nice.
Going to give prices to the fellow with the toughest beard and the thickest hair and I don't know what else.
Any beard's tough with that razor he uses.
I hope we can think up something good like that for Ed Beckley.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Long, I sold a program. I sold one.
Well, now, take it easy, Cedric. Calm down. Who'd you sell it to?
To Papa.
Oh, is Caleb wanting to advertise his blacksmith shop?
Yes, Mom. He'll take an hour once a day.
Right. Nobody's worth sure selling their time. I'll say that first.
Papa wants to have the Macmillan boys and their mama get their string trio and play the anvil chorus for his program.
Every day?
Yes, Mom. Starting Monday.
All right. But tell him to stick to that idea, Cedric. Don't let him keep changing all the time like that bad blame Mose move.
You know, here's something Mose forgot. He closes up the barbershop at 6 o'clock. He ain't open betwixt 7 and 8.
Put 7 and 8?
Yeah, that's the hour he bought. What if he ain't gone staying open?
Just a minute, love. 7 and 8, you say?
Yeah, that's the best time we've got.
Oh, my stars, that's the time I sold Ed Beckley.
You did?
Doggy, that's the time I sold our Hodgkin, too.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, that's the hour Papa bought, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, Granny, if that ain't a fine kettle of fish. Here we go on the air with four programs Monday, and they all come on at the same time. What are we going to do?
Well, sounds like it's going to be an interesting evening on the Pine Ridge Radio next Monday. Friends, when the gang all gets together and goes out on the town, it's a lot of fun. But sometimes those too late hours plus unwise eating and drinking can make a fellow feel mighty remorseful next morning. Well, friends, going out to dinner, then's when you'll appreciate a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer will help relieve that ragged headache, and at the same time, Alka-Seltzer helps soothe that jittery, upset stomach. But remember, friends, when you want Alka-Seltzer for relief, you want it now, not later. That's why it's so important to always keep Alka-Seltzer on hand. So next time you're in your favorite drugstore, ask for two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep the extra package as the reserve supply. That's good advice. And if you heed it, you'll have some handy when you need it. Alka-Seltzer is sold by all druggists in 30 and 60 cent packages.
Mandy, is dinner ready?
It sure is, ma'am, and I got all the things you liked. I've got fried chicken gravy, french fried potatoes, hot biscuits, coffee, and homemade cake.
We'll love that, but put the one-a-day vitamin bottle on the table.
Yes, most meals are short on vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food causes you to feel tired and run down. But here's how you can be sure of your vitamins.
Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day.
Lack of vitamins can make you nervous and irritable.
Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day.
At your drugstore, look for the figure one on the blue package.
Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day.
Bye.